This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The streets of Manhattan didn't feel less crowded today, but the Census Bureau says otherwise. Numbers out this morning show New York City's population fell last year for the first time in a decade, down about 0.5% or so. Elsewhere in the data is this nugget that the share of population growth in this economy that's being driven by immigration has risen steadily over that same 10-year period, in part because the birth rate is falling and the population is aging. One of the places you can see how those demographic trends are playing out is in Texas, which, the Census Bureau points out, has four of the country's 10 fastest-growing counties. From KUT in Austin, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that one.
Richardson, Texas, a suburb northeast of Dallas, has been Shizuru Miller's permanent home for 8 years now. She's from Tokyo.
To be honest, going to Texas was kind of shock.
She says she had trouble finding an Asian supermarket or even Japanese cuisine near her home. But she says things are changing.
Many Asians are now here, so that makes just comfortable right now.
And the numbers back up what Miller's seeing. Lloyd Potter is Texas state demographer.
We've seen a real shift away from immigration from Latin American countries and a real significant increase in the percentage and the number of immigrants coming from Asian countries.
Census estimates show immigrants made up more than 100,000 of the almost 380,000 people Texas added between 2017 and 2018. And the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where Miller lives, gained more residents than any other metropolitan area in the country. Potter says the state's strong economy drives people here, but it's also cost of living.
So if you were in California, you could come to Texas, take a job, take a cut in pay, drive a new car, and you'd still be saving more money than you were when you were living in California.
The Census Bureau categorizes population growth into three areas: the number of births versus the number of deaths, people who move from somewhere else in the U.S., and those who come from abroad.
Different parts of Texas actually show each part of this story.
Jed Kolko is chief economist at the job website Indeed.com.
Houston and Dallas are great examples of strong growth thanks to international migration. Austin and San Antonio show off what growth from domestic migration looks like.
And in El Paso, McAllen, and other border cities, birth rates are higher. And Coco says there's one more factor driving people to Texas: relatively affordable housing. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.